Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Today's show is for just about everybody. Our guest is Angela Minnelli, the Sugar Blues Diva. She's going to teach us how to kick the sugar habit, and we know that that's just epidemic, at least in this culture for sure. We all know that sugar's bad for us, and we know it causes imbalances in our blood sugar, weight gain, weight that just won't come off, fatigue, and mood swings, just to name a few. But still, most of us have pretty much given up on giving it up. Luckily, in this interview, Angela's going to show us how cutting sugar can be easy as pie. She'll help us identify the underlying causes of the cravings that keep us addicted. And in this hour, she'll also show us some ways to reverse them so we can drop fat, regain control, and be set free once and for all. Angela Minnelli is a holistic health coach and natural health practitioner who teaches men and women how to reverse the damaging effects that stress has on their bodies so they can feel their best and can live an extraordinary life. After experiencing the effects of stress firsthand, brought on by personal and professional experiences, Angela now maintains her emotional and physical well-being by choosing to follow natural health protocols, and she teaches her clients how to do the same. Angela received her training at Integrative Nutrition in New York City and offers private and group health coaching to clients nationwide. She's also a lecturer, blogger, and freelance holistic health writer. She can be reached at her website, wellnesswithangela.com. Let's welcome Angela Minnelli to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, trying to keep warm.
Yes, yes. How cold is it there?
I'm not 100% sure. If I had to guess, I'd say it's somewhere in the 20s, but it's definitely a whiteout and typical Cleveland, Ohio weather this time of year. So,
Yeah, so basically just cold. So could you begin by telling us a bit about your background, like what led you to become a holistic health coach and being the Sugar Blues Diva?
Ah, yes, absolutely. Well, what actually led me to becoming holistic and turning to holistic for my health, I had an experience about 6 years ago that involved medication. And it's a really long, drawn-out story, but bottom line was it was life-threatening. And it actually, I survived, obviously, which I didn't think I would. It was a really, really terrifying experience for me. And it involved just a misappropriation of drugs. And through all of that, I learned that there had to be a better way. So after it was all over, I was introduced to holistic health, and the rest is history. I also had a friend, a dear friend of mine, who passed away a couple years ago from cancer. And I just don't feel that people are given enough options when it comes to terminal illness like that as far as what else they can do to treat it. So it's for her as well as myself that I do what I do. As far as sugar itself goes, sugar's a beast. It's dominating the food supply. I like to say that when you eat it, it's like waking a sleeping giant. It's pretty insidious, to be honest. And I am a child of the 70s. I grew up at a time when high fructose corn syrup was first introduced, and like so many others, I got really hooked on it. I was a kid at the time, and I didn't know any better. And I just would beg my mom, you know, all the time for cookies and candies and pastries and just anything that had sugar in it. You know, I can remember I would sneak, you know, huge chunks of birthday cake and just gorge on M&Ms by the handful. And I'm sure some of the listeners out there can relate to that. You know, holidays like Halloween were just completely out of control. But I was addicted at a very young age, and I had no clue what that meant. So throughout the course of my life up until recent years, you know, I ping-ponged back and forth. I was a big yo-yo dieter that started up when I was in high school. And, you know, to counteract that, I would gain weight as a result. And what ultimately ended up happening was I would binge on sugar, which is very common associated with people who eat a lot of sugar. They tend to binge on it as well. Ultimately developed hypoglycemia, which is a condition that is due to just a lot of sugar running through your system, highs and lows in your system, and it's low blood sugar. So it'll make you crave sugar. Ultimately became insulin resistant, which is when your cells can no longer use the glucose in your system for energy, and you start to store it as fat. So I developed all of that in high school. And, you know, by the time I was out of high school and went on to college, all of this just kept going on throughout my life. Developed, you know, a lot of not-so-fun side effects. You know, I was pretty cranky and very irritable a lot. Had no idea it had to do with what I was putting in my mouth. I had never made that connection once. And unfortunately, you know, the advertisers out there don't really want you to make that connection either. They make sugar seem like it's something. Yeah, they make it seem like it's something that makes you feel good. But that only lasts for maybe an hour, if that. And then you just, you know, totally plummet. And then you're on this roller coaster cycle where you're just up and down, up and down, up and down, and you get in this vicious cycle, and it's very hard to get out of unless you know what to do. I also have a lengthy career in corporate America, and by the time I entered corporate America, I was definitely a full-on junkie. That is a high stress environment. I think we both know that. I couldn't get through the day without eating sugar, and I didn't want to. You know, sugar tastes good. When you're hooked on sugar, it tastes good. So, you know, you don't want to give it up, right? A lot of people are resistant to doing that.
It gives you a temporary jolt, too.
I'm sorry?
It gives you a temporary jolt, too, before you
crash. Oh, totally. Yeah, it'll completely spike you, and you get, like, this big high. But the reality is, you know, when you crash, you really crash. But, you know, at that point, I was totally dependent on it. It's just like any other drug, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but it's like any other drug, and my brain was wired to crave sugar at this point. My whole body was completely dependent on it. I worked in an office environment for the better part of my career that, you know, just fed into it all. I worked with a lot of contractors that just brought a lot of food into the office, and a lot of it was like cookies and pastries and all these things, you know, like for breakfast and lunch. And so when I didn't want to deal with my job, because I couldn't stand my job, I never liked my job for one day, and when I didn't want to deal with it, which was every day, I would run into the break room and just gorge on all this food. So, you know, it was pretty nuts. Within about a year of me entering my corporate career, I packed on about 50 pounds. It was a combination of stress and just a wicked sweet tooth that was pretty uncontrollable. And for me, I'm a small person. I'm only about 5'4", and any extra weight on me is very noticeable, and yeah, it doesn't really make you feel really sexy. So really, it wasn't until my late 30s and early 40s that I even began to scratch the surface with this whole problem. And I really had an about-face where I realized that, you know, if I didn't do something about it and got it under control, my 50s and 60s were really going to really suck. So that's when I went into business for myself and became a holistic health coach, and this is now what I teach people.
That's so great that you're sharing that with other people. And I know that we can be sexy, whatever our weight, but it doesn't feel good to have extra weight, especially when it comes from sugar. It has, you know, all sorts of other consequences besides the weight gain. And I know we'll get more into how to get free of this very soon. We're listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Angela's going to share with us how we got into this seductive snare with sugar and how to plan an escape route. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. My guest today is holistic health coach Angela Minnelli. She's teaching us how to kick the sugar habit. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Angela. Can you give us your contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach me through my website, which is wellnesswithangela.com. You can also email me directly at angela@wellnesswithangela.com.
Okay, great. I recommend everybody check you out. Your site's wonderful. And I have to confess that I've been addicted to sugar since I was a preschooler, since as young as I can remember, actually. I remember my first taste of a chocolate bar I'm not sure if I was quite 4 years old, and I had been into sugar before that, but once I tasted chocolate, I was really a goner. And my mother's way of showing love was to bake sweets. And she didn't know how to relate to me emotionally or to be present with me, but she excelled at making pies and cinnamon rolls and cakes and cookies. And she made them pretty much every day, and that was her way of showing love. And it became what I, you know, intensely craved every time that I wanted love, you know, and I wanted a lot of love. And I know that love is an energy that's available to everyone at all times. I didn't know that when I was a child. But and I know now that love doesn't come from sugar, yet I still struggle with strong sugar cravings, especially when I'm longing for, you know, more loving attention from a flesh and blood person and not just this esoteric concept of love. So I'm, you know, really curious about your topic of, you know, the underlying causes of sugar cravings and how we can, you know, reverse that and get free. You said it was easy as pie, so I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Absolutely. The thing with sugar that's really important to get people to understand is that you're dealing with a hardcore bona fide drug. This is technically classified as a drug, okay? So there's two reasons why. The first is when you eat it, you crave more. And second, suddenly quitting causes withdrawal symptoms. So this includes things like headaches and mood swings and low energy. And believe it or not, more cravings. Sugar actually stimulates your brain to produce pleasure chemicals. And these same chemicals are released when you do heroin or cocaine. So this is a real deal here. There's a famous author, William Duffy, who wrote the book The Sugar Blues. And he says, like heroin, cocaine, and caffeine, sugar is an addictive, destructive drug, yet we consume it daily in everything from cigarettes to bread. So probably a lot of people out there don't realize that, and they tend to think when they're craving sugar and they give into this craving that they're worthless and weak. And that's not the case at all. Just like any other drug you're trying to quit, whether it's cigarettes or heroin or cocaine, you know, people need support around that. So just keep that in mind. The other thing, too, is when we have a craving, we often think that, you know, it's something that we need to battle against or, you know, it's demonic and we need to just, you know, get control of it. And again, we have no willpower if we can't do that. And a craving is just a message from your body. It's trying to talk to you and say that there's an imbalance and it needs something. So, again, just a really, really important message. It's not the enemy. Now, as far as getting sugar under control, there's a couple things that I would recommend. These are some of my surefire techniques that people can implement right away. They're going to scare sugar cravings straight, like I like to say. So any of the listeners out there are going to want to write this down. First off, you want to try and eat more protein. This is so overlooked. A lot of blood sugar imbalances are due to the fact that you're not eating enough protein. You don't want to eat too much, but you definitely more than likely need some more protein. Protein is really good for healthy hair, skin, and nails. You always want to make sure that you're eating a clean, organic type of protein. You know, so if you're a meat eater, you want to eat the organic grass-fed meats. But you always got to, you know, make sure that you're eating a good quality protein when you're eating protein. Eating protein is going to slow the absorption of carbs in your system. It's going to help keep your blood sugar stable. So you never want to eat carbs alone. That puts a great deal of stress on your blood sugar, and it even taxes your adrenal glands, these 3-inch-wide glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And they're just bombarded with stress nowadays. It's responsible for producing your fight-or-flight hormone. So you can just imagine all the stress out there, right? Everyone is feeling tons of stress 24/7, so we don't want to tax these guys any longer. You know, if you're experiencing any kind of digestive issues, you're going to want to make sure that you're optimizing your digestion too, because basically you could be eating the best diet, but if you're not digesting it, it's garbage. So that's another point that I wanted to make to the audience there. And if you're eating carbs, you want to make sure that they're whole grains. They're not simple refined carbs like the cakes and the cookies and the pastries. You can eat that. But you want to up the type of sweetener that you're using, and we're going to get into that in a minute, too. Now, another tip, I am all about not depriving myself. This is not the approach that I teach from, that you deprive yourself, and it's all about restricting yourself. That doesn't work. That leads to self-sabotage. So sweet is a taste bud. You're always going to want sweets, right? It's just if you're eating a lot of sugar, it's going to make you crave more and more. So what you need to do is you need to balance out your blood sugar in order to get that under control. But one of the things that I do to satisfy my sweet tooth is I eat raw chocolate. Raw chocolate comes from the raw foods community, and this just means that anything that is raw is not cooked above 118 degrees, roughly, anywhere from 100, and I think it's 107 to 108, or 118, depending on the food. But that maintains all the enzymes and the nutrients in the food. And raw chocolate is so good for you. It's made with natural sweeteners. It's very high in magnesium, which most Americans are deficient in. And a magnesium deficiency is linked to diabetes, joint problems, PMS, and heart disease, which is the number one cause of death in the U.S. Raw chocolate's also great for your mood. It has an array of neurotransmitters, and these help to control appetite, concentration, motivation, hormones, sleep, memory, things like that. Plus, raw chocolate is the highest food-based source of antioxidants on the planet. There's a recommendations page, my recommendations page on my website has a great resource for raw chocolate. Another technique that I would give out to the audience, this is one that I'm sure a lot of you have heard before, but it's a really important one to remember, eat breakfast. You always want to make sure you eat breakfast. And I want to put a different spin on this to really encourage you. One reason you may tend to not want to eat in the morning is because you're actually in adrenal exhaustion. And this is when you're just experiencing so much stress that you actually exhaust your adrenal glands. And this throws off your whole endocrine system, your thyroid hormones, everything goes out of whack. But to the opposite, with healthy functioning adrenals, your cortisol levels are higher in the morning, which is one reason that you might not feel like eating. But adrenal exhaustion actually suppresses liver function, and this in turn is going to suppress early morning hunger. Adrenal exhaustion is a condition that about 80% of people are experiencing. So it's kind of twofold there. You know, you might not want to eat breakfast because you have adrenal exhaustion. You might not want to eat breakfast because you don't have adrenal exhaustion. But the point is, we need to eat breakfast. Even if you're just having a small nutritious snack, I would recommend it. The goal here is to keep your blood sugar stable. This is your number one defense against sugar cravings. And you always want to eat breakfast before about 10 a.m. That's eating in accordance to the rhythm of nature. It's most optimal for digestion.
What kinds of foods do you recommend that people have for breakfast?
For breakfast, it really depends on what their diet is. You know, if they're raw or if they're vegan, you know, something like that. But you know, some of the things, like, for example, typically for myself, I eat eggs. Eggs are very nutritious. They're very high in vitamin D. They're like the most complete source of, protein on Earth. Their shells actually have a lot of vitamin D in them, so you can kind of emulsify the eggs in some lemon juice and just break that down, and a tablespoon of that a day will keep your vitamin D level. I like to do any kind of gluten-free. If you're a bread eater, you'd want to do gluten-free bread or like a whole grain cereal that's gluten-free. You can throw in a little good thing to throw on top of that just for some added protein would be a few nuts. You can do fruit. You do want to watch your fruit intake, though, especially if you tend to have sugar cravings, because even though it's a natural sweet, you know, it still is high in sugar. So you want to keep your fruit maybe to every other day kind of thing, unless you really got the slick and you know that you can eat your fruit and it's not going to throw your blood sugar off. That's pretty much when it comes to breakfast. Here's the other thing, too, but I like to reframe the situation so people don't get so stuck in their thought patterns. You can pretty much eat anything you would eat throughout the day for breakfast, too. So, like, something like salmon is a great thing for breakfast. You know, that's high in the omegas, has a lot of good oils for, again, really healthy skin and hair and nails. Think outside the box a little bit. You know, you can do a green smoothie. I love to make smoothies. So I'll just take, like, some kale or, you know, some Swiss chard and throw that in with some protein powder. Maybe add some berries, maybe a squirt of agave, and some almond milk, you know, and just get creative with it. Maybe like a dollop of a nut butter, too, is something that I'll add in. Any kind of whole food, what we're looking for. Nothing refined.
Those are great suggestions, and I know when we come back from the break that we'll go more into the program that you have to offer that's really fabulous and will help people kick the sugar habit and feel fantastic. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. When we return, we'll get to hear more from Angela, and we'll also hear the number one mistake that people make when it comes to getting off of sugar. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. My guest today is holistic health coach and natural health practitioner Angela Minnelli. She's been sharing how to kick the sugar habit. The number for anyone who wants to call in is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 for anyone who wants to call into the show. So, Angela, first I want to ask you, what is the number one mistake that people make when it comes to getting off of sugar?
Okay. Well, this is one that I see people doing all the time. They think it's safe. And again, this is due to very slick advertising, but it's actually quite dangerous. What they do is they replace sugar with artificial sweeteners. And these guys are really nasty. They're not good. They're not safe. They're also called sugar substitutes. And the top three on the market are aspartame, which is this also goes by AminoSweet. It's sold under the brand name NutraSweet and Equal. Saccharin, this is sold under the brand name Sweet and Low, or sucralose, which is sold under the brand name Splenda. And that last one, everyone tends to think that Splenda is safe in particular because it's advertised as being made from sugar. But if you do a little research on this, you're going to find out that the main ingredient actually in it is chlorine. So that is something that we don't need in our bodies. Artificial sweeteners are neurotoxins. And what they do is they change the chemistry in your brain so that you crave more food. So people who are wanting to lose weight, they tend to think, oh, I'm going to start, you know, eating everything with Splenda or, you know, one of these other ones. And it's having the opposite effect of what they think. I know myself, I used to suffer from really bad migraines, and I was consuming a lot of Sweet and Low on a daily basis, probably anywhere from 5 to 10 packs a day. I used to drink it in my iced tea. And as soon as I cut that out, I don't even get one migraine a year anymore. So these guys are responsible for a lot of side effects, dizziness, nausea, anxiety attacks. People even get a little suicidal on them. They're just not good. So that's one thing that I see a lot of people doing. They think, oh, I'm just going to turn to this instead. And it's like, oh, no, that's not the answer.
Yes, I see
eat
that.
Eat the regular sugar instead is what I say.
Yes, I've seen people that are wanting to lose weight and they're pouring like Sweet and Low or Splenda. I think I have a friend who pours Splenda on the strawberries and things like that and drinks things with Splenda. He hasn't been open to anything that I have to say about it. But when I was in high school 25 years ago, there was an acquaintance of mine who was diagnosed with MS because of losing control of his muscles. And they ended up finding lesions on his brain, and he was drinking a whole lot of this diet drink that had a lot of aspartame in it. And when he cut that out, the lesions went away, and he stopped having those symptoms. And that was 25 years ago. And I thought, oh, my God, how could they have even one example of something like that and not tell everybody? He was drinking a lot. But there are other people that do, too. And why would you want even a little bit of something that would, you know, potentially cause even a lesion on your brain?
Right.
So
yeah,
I know that
these guys are pretty nasty and dangerous. So do yourself a favor and stay away from them.
Yes. And I know that you have a fabulous program to help people get free of sugar. So can you tell us about your program?
Yeah, for sure. This is what I call my 4-week sugar shakedown. It's called Crack the Code on Sugar Cravings, 4 Simple Strategies to Slim Down, Shape Up, and Regain Control in Less Than 30 Days. So this is a system that's going to help you lose the belly bloat, bust the brain fog, double your energy, balance your mood, manage stress better, have a better sex life, who wouldn't love that, and just basically feel more in control around sugar. So some of the things that you're going to learn in this program, you're going to uncover the 5 secret reasons that you crave sugar that no one tells you and keeps you addicted. You're going to get my best real-life practical strategies to end sugar cravings that you can implement ASAP. Plus, you're going to find out the number one way to get control of sugar cravings fast. So if sugar is your hot spot, it doesn't stand a chance with this program. I teach you in this program the key components to balancing your blood sugar, which this strategy alone is worth the entire investment in the teletraining. I also cover what a balanced meal is, which a lot of people out there, you know, they tend to think, a lot of people have a lot of information, but they're not implementing it, right? So that's where a lot of people fall off the wagon. And there's a lot of conflicting information as far as nutrition goes. So I like to break it down and give it to you straight. And what I teach in the program is what worked for me. I have it out there on my website right now. Again, if you visit wellnesswithangela.com, I've got it at an introductory price of just $97. That's for the new year, but that's for a limited time only. So if this is speaking to you at all, which if you're on the call, it probably is, and you're looking for a way to get over the hump without feeling deprived or restricted, because like I said, I am not about that. That doesn't work. It never worked for me. So I've come up with a program that really is a fun way of getting you over this. And, you know, it addresses a lot of things in this program. It's not just getting off of sugar. You know, there's a lot. There's lifestyle issues as well. I teach you the number one missing component to successful long-term weight loss, which has worked for me. You know, this kind of stuff, guys, this is where it starts. This is what prevents the long-term illness, the diabetes, the cancer, the stroke. That's where you're headed if you don't get this under control. So I'd encourage you to check it out and grab your copy before the price goes up.
Absolutely. I think it's so important that we love ourselves, and one really important way of loving ourselves is taking good care of our health. And I know that different food substances have different effects on us emotionally. A lot of times when people are feeling sad, they'll eat sugar. It can temporarily suppress sadness. But it's the long-term effects actually give us more things to be sad about. So I highly, highly recommend. I got your program, and I'm just started it. I'm excited to do it. I know that the new year is a time for resolutions, but I definitely believe that the best way is, the most effective way is to set an intention every day, not just at the New Year's. Yeah. And yet it's a wonderful time with a new beginning to know and believe that this is a time that you can do this. So many times people have failed over and over, and so they quit trying. But I know that it's absolutely possible. And since I started your program, I actually haven't had any sweets, and it's been a lot easier than I thought. So, and I've been having sugar, like I said, since I was preschool, several times a day to get through.
I'm the same age as you, and I know, you know, until the last few years, I wasn't able to kick it myself, but it really, you're sweet enough as it is, put it that way, and it really is worth it to find an alternative, you know, to it. There's a lot of things going on out there in the world right now, a lot of crazy energy happening, and so, to kind of really to understand everything that's going on, when you're hooked on sugar and all these toxic addictive substances like this, it makes it a lot more difficult. So when you get off of this stuff, your awareness level goes up, you know, your vibration shifts, and you wouldn't believe the things that you attract into your life. Just a year ago, you know, I was not where I am now, put it that way, and there's no way I would have attracted even opportunities like this. I actually have next week going to be featured on a show on Lifetime Television, which is, you know, second biggest cable network, and I guarantee I would have never been able to attract that opportunity into my life had I still been hooked on sugar. So it not just affects, you know, you and how you're feeling, but it's a ripple effect that goes out into your whole world. It affects relationships, you know, it affects your career, your ability to produce income for yourself. A lot of people have the misconception that, oh, I got to get a job first, and then I'll work on my health. It doesn't work that way. Trust me on that. It doesn't work that way. So if you're out of work right now and you're struggling, invest the money in yourself. It's a low investment at $97. You know, borrow from a friend if you have to get it, but it's really worth it. It's my life's masterpiece.
That's beautiful. My son, I noticed from the time he was very young that sugar had a profound effect on him, and I started noticing with other children that were diagnosed as autistic, varying types of autism, that foods that had high sugar and other chemicals, that it would make them really go ballistic, and the parents would have them medicated and have them sit there playing video games. And I'm not saying it's the case with all children by any means, but I saw a number of children in this situation where they weren't getting enough exercise or being too sedentary and eating these types of food and then being medicated for the effects. And with my son, he had he would get eczema and just go emotionally ballistic, and it was completely related to sugar. You know, there are other things involved as well. You know, we need to, you know, consider in raising children, of course, but an enormous piece of the picture for him and for many kids is what they're eating. And right. He's so much more balanced and has so much of an easier time dealing with different things that come up in his life, disappointments and frustrations. You know, he can have a sense of humor about it when he's in a balanced state. And when he leaves the house and gets other kinds of foods that, you know, are high in sugar, I still notice, you know, after he's been away at somebody's house for a weekend and eating that kind of food, he'll come back and he'll have fits that he doesn't have when he's balanced. So I definitely recommend that people get off of sugar, myself included. And I know that one of the reasons that I think it's important to kick the sugar habit is as an example to my son. Because if I'm eating it, how can I help him not?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's why people are out there raging. You know, one of the ways that you can tell how much sugar is in a serving of something that you're eating is look at the grams and divide it by 4. You know, so if it says like 20, divide that by 4, there's 5 teaspoons of sugar in that serving. Take any Nutrition by the Cup pamphlet at a Starbucks and do this, and it will blow your mind how much sugar is in those drinks. And people are drinking those like 3 times a day,
yes.
You know, like the Frappuccinos and all these things. So you really got to be a food detective with everything you're doing. I have a concept called defensive eating, and you really have to be a defensive eater. It's like a landmine out. Like there's like bombs everywhere, ready to explode in restaurants and just all over the place, grocery stores. So you really have to be careful when it comes to what you're putting in your mouth. And believe me, you're the one in control of that. You know, if you've got hands and they're feeding you, then that's your best defense right there.
Yes, and in your program you do a really good job of giving people positive things that they can do, so we don't need to just go in fear of what's out there. They can take positive action and get control. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Our show today has been about kicking the sugar habit, which is a fabulous way to love yourself. If you want instruction on how to do that, be sure to contact Angela Minnelli at wellnesswithangela.com. She's got a fabulous program at a discounted rate for a short time. So helping people kick the sugar habit is not my area of expertise, and I'm really grateful that we have Angela for that, and I do hope that you'll check out her program. My gift is to help people live their person, their purpose, passion, and pleasure. I have the ability to tune into clients' energy and to get to the core of what's holding them back from living their potential, and it's my absolute pleasure to offer really powerful healing, insight, and guidance to the men and women that I work with. I love doing this, and I'm really great at it. And I've been offering a free 15-minute body story inventory on my site, openlivenow.com. And that offer is not going to stay on my site much longer. There have been so many people that have been giving me email feedback about the life-changing healing and that they received even just from a 15-minute session. And I'm really thrilled about that, and I'm realizing that it's time for me to shift to offering a 15-minute session for a small fee. I'm still going to have a free offer, but it'll be something different. I've been having people from Australia and India and the East Coast and Ireland, you know, writing to me about how in 15 minutes that they got, you know, healing that they've been looking for 27 years or 42 years or different timelines there. And I realized that I really have a gift with getting to the point really quickly with my clients, partly from years of training and partly because I am blessed to have a gift with being able to tune in and listen to my clients' bodies. I found that people's bodies will talk to me, and they talk to me because I'm deeply listening. I can't say that I always listen so deeply to my own body, but I am highly skilled at listening to what my clients' bodies are saying, and much of what I hear has to do with unprocessed emotions, you know, about events and events from the past that happened and ended up getting stored in the body because they haven't been released. And in my work, I help people, you know, break the contracts from the past that are holding them back and, you know, process what's there, get it out of their body and get free. And it's really fun work. So, but many people's bodies are also saying that they're full of mucus and acid. I feel this in people's systems. Most of my work, you know, it's around, like I said, emotional and spiritual healing, but there's physical ailments that come up and speak also. And it's most clients actually have been surprised that their body's saying that they're very acidic. And I know that stress is a major source of acid, but so is sugar. Sugar is a major source of imbalance and acid buildup in our bodies. And if everyone right now on the call could just take a moment and listen to your body. You know, what is your body saying to you right now? Are you addicted to sugar? You know, what effect is this having on your body? Just take a moment and listen to what your body has to say. And Angela, I understand that you have a free offer for our guests. Would you like to share that?
Absolutely. So what I'm offering today is a free 20-minute session myself. This is what I call my Sugar Blues Strategy Session. It's actually valued at $150, but to the first 10 people who email me at angela@wellnesswithangela.com and put free session from Lynette in the subject line, it's going to be theirs free. What we're going to do in this private one-on-one coaching session is identify the hidden causes of your sugar cravings, excess weight, low energy, and crankiness, things like that, so that you leave the conversation confident you know exactly what to do to combat these symptoms head on. Plus, we're going to put together a targeted plan of action that will not only help you pick up the pieces from the holidays, but will also prevent you from having to attend another Weight Watchers meeting or, you know, any other diet center consultation this year. It's really a powerful session that people rave about, so be sure to email me right away so that you're one of the first 10.
So they email you at Angela at?
Angela@wellnesswithangela.com, and they need to put free session from Lynette in the subject line.
Okay. Great. And I highly recommend that people do that. I had a free session with you some time ago, and at that point, I couldn't even imagine not having sugar. I knew I'd wanted for years to not be eating sugar anymore, and I'd felt like every time I tried, I ended up, the cravings would get so strong I would end up just giving in, or I'd think, oh, I could just have a little bit, and then I'd be back at it. And talking to you was the first time that I started thinking, you know, I think I could actually do this. And I have been doing
Excellent.
It. So.
Oh, good, 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 good. And now you have the program, so it's going to help you even more.
Yes, yes, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that, Angela. I really appreciate what you're doing. I've known, you know, for years what a difference it makes to not eat sugar. Like I said, I've especially seen that in my son, which helped me see it more in myself. And it's something that I had wanted to ignore. And tell myself, oh, I can have this, you know, one little indulgence. And it's become more and more clear to me how what I eat affects, you know, my moods. It affects the energy that I put out into the world. It affects my ability to, you know, have energy. And I love the work that I do, and I love loving people, and I love putting out great energy onto the planet. And not eating sugar has been a really great help to that. And so thank you for that, Angela.
Yeah, absolutely. Sugar's what makes people fat. You know, it's not fat that's what makes people fat. It's sugar, you know, and it also ages you faster. It zaps collagen from your skin. And, you know, it's really a little demon. So the most, you know, if you can reduce it in your diet and hopefully get off it completely, it'll make a world of difference for you.
Well, great. Anyone wanting help with that, be sure to contact Angela, Angela@wellnesswithangela.com. Thank you so much for sharing how to kick the sugar habit. Again, be sure to look at Angela.com to see her program. Many thanks to all of you for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to contact me, it's openlivenow.com. Be sure to get your free body story inventory while it's still up on the site and free. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, I'll have the amazing Marcy Shymoff. The topic is Love for No Reason. Experience more love than you ever dreamed of. Tune into Opening to Ecstasy next Friday. Thank you again, Angela. And to everyone else out there, I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707. Inside we're all the same.
let's not let it go to waste. Thoughts of separateness erased.